Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamont Eastman, a poet, a pastor, and a podcaster. In the HSP neighborhood, we encourage the spiritual practice of looking and listening for the sacred in the everyday. This is what we call Holy Shenanigans. The season of Advent, of waiting for Christmas, is here, and all month long we'll be sharing stories to help point to hope, peace, joy, and love. Thank you for joining us for week two of Advent as we ponder how we can clear a path for peace. The season of Advent is upon us, and the coming week's focus is peace. This week's gospel continues its work of proclaiming wake-up calls to help us wake up to the season to prepare for Christmas. The reading from Matthew 3 says, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." This lesson is a call to action, to be about the activities of clearing a way for the gift of Christmas that is yet to arrive. It's time to wake up and clear a way for peace. But in a world so fraught with chaos, is there a way that we can actually clear a path for peace? The Holy Shenanigans story this week comes from this weekend trip as I was out beginning my holiday shopping. I stopped for lunch at a favorite restaurant with my bag already full of gifts that are yet to be given. As I gave the staff my order, they handed me a buzzer to be an alarm to cue me when my order was ready for pickup. I walked around the market, picked up a coffee, and headed back to the lunch counter where my food was ready and my buzzer remained silent. I sat down, I enjoyed my lunch, and then I gathered up my goods and headed back home to enjoy a peaceful afternoon. But when I arrived home, I unpacked my goodies and took out my phone and keys, and I found in my pocket the buzzer from the lunch counter. In my desire to cut to the chase to get to a peaceful afternoon, I had accidentally carried home an alarm in my pocket. As I contemplated driving back to the restaurant, my phone rang, and it was the woman who had given me the buzzer that day. She exclaimed, "Oh, I am so happy the missing buzzer is with you. I had your number, so I had no worry about it coming back. Just bring it back the next time you're here," she continued. At first, I was really worried that the buzzer was lost and I might get in trouble. But now that I know it's you that has it, I'm at peace. There was no way for me to know that my error turned into a place for peace to travel. This little alarm cleared a way for unexpected peace, for the woman who called to find it, as well for me, who had carried it home. Peace can clear unexpected paths for connection if we're open to its call, and in this case, a literal alarm. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And it reminds me of the way peace clears unexpected pathways, which brings me to a second Holy Shenanigans story. One of the many amazing and curious parts of serving as a pastor is having the honor of leading worship, specifically in serving communion. In the words spoken, in the prayers sung, in the bread, in the wine, in all of this experience, it becomes something beautiful and mysterious, and is, for me, a path to peace. On Communion Sundays, I pass out bread and say the body of Christ given for you. I am amazed to hear these words coming out of my mouth, because communion was something I longed to share with others for so long. Now it's a regular part of my worship experience, and I'm honored to be able to share it. There are times, though, that in spite of my internal wonderment, that this practice becomes familiar and comfortable. That is, until it isn't. Most of the time when I serve the bread and the wine, I am filled with wonderment. It's all over the top, and it's all I can do to proclaim a message of peace as I look at each face and share the bread or a blessing. For little children who do not yet take communion, I usually make the sign of the cross on their forehead or rest my hand gently on their shoulder. And I say, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make their face shine upon you and give you peace always." Not long ago, I shared this exact blessing with a little 2-year-old girl. Her eyes were wide. She was hanging on every word I said. She smiled a bit and started to speak as I completed her blessing. "Peace always," she shouted. Her words hit my heart, and all the internal wonder of the moment hung in the air with the echo of her words in my ears. Peace always. In the midst of life's sorrow, God's peace always. Yes, I know the sorrows and pain of life are often more than my own heart can bear, but God's peace is always present. In the mess, in the loss, and yes, in moments of wonderment, God's peace always is, and always is, peace. This is a blessing we all need to clear a path to. We all need to hold fast to peace, always. This week's poem, written by yours truly, is titled Peace Call. Peace calls to pause, embrace, act, contemplate, and exhale. Pause. Storms make me feel like running and hiding when I'm frantic. Can peace be present? Peace. Embrace. In conflicts and hurt that push people apart, is peace working to break the ice? Peace. Act. When anxiety freezes, action. Does peace give a warm nudge to move? Peace. Contemplate. When swirls of activity tempt me to do, be, and see all things at once, will peace slow me down to savor each beautiful thing? Peace. Exhale. Filling of lungs can only be sweet when exhale helps me let go of what is no longer of use. Will peace help me to release and fill my heart, mind, and lungs? Peace. Peace calls to pause fear. Peace calls to embrace a need for people. Peace calls to act in life-giving ways. Peace calls to contemplate beauty. Peace calls us to exhale and trust the oxygen to keep breathing is just one breath away. Peace is calling. The path is clear. Peace, always. I am your Holy Shenanigans muse, Tara Lamont Eastman. Thank you for joining us this week for Holy Shenanigans that surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is an unpredictable Advent adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. Thanks to Ian Eastman for sound editing. Thank you also to HSP listeners for supporting our work at this podcast by way of buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. On the second week of Advent, I wish you clear paths to peace and the gusto to exclaim, "Peace always, wherever the road takes you." Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.